Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to My Dad Wrote a Porno, The Footnotes. Now for our first guest of series four, very exciting guys, we've got singer-songwriter extraordinaire, the one, the only, Jessie Ware.
Thank you so much, babe.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm a little hot under the collar, is that what you say? Yeah. I just finished the last episode chuckled in my Uber. Such a good ending.
You didn't aux cable it. You didn't put it on in the Uber.
Imagine, I was really worried that I would have forgotten my headphones and then I would have had to done it on loudspeaker.
Sorry, sir, I'm going to have to listen to this for work. Could you just pop it into the speakers? Thanks.
Your dad loves to talk about labias.
Okay, we're straight in. Thanks, Jessie. Yeah.
Sorry.
No, he does.
You're either like a boob man or a labia man,
I feel
Jessie.
Like he's a real cunnilingus guy.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Jessie.
Are we even a minute in?
It's true.
It's true. Let's just get down to the nitty gritty. And can we talk about a bog? Because a bog, I believe, is stagnant.
Yeah, very whiffy. Like it reeks.
But really fertile, super fertile.
Oh, yeah.
Bog.
I mean, algae
fecund.
Loves it.
Anyway, I was just thinking about her minging fanny.
Yeah. Boggy's like stagnant, isn't it?
It's viscous too. It's sort of like thick, isn't it?
Yeah.
And the spongy pubic typewriter, that's
a lot of people. So he was basically like putting his digits like on a fan.
Murder, She Wrote kind of, you know.
QWERTY on the
Angela
old.
Lansbury on a poon, yeah.
I mean,
poon? What year is
sorry,
it?
Sorry, I don't know. Shit, I'm just trying to like not use words that my dad. Oh my God!
Maybe Rocky will horrible. Use that in the next chapter.
No, that's definitely a word that I know that he doesn't know. So I kind of try and take ownership of the ones
that
I know.
He knows about desperados, though, doesn't he?
He does.
Well, he's obviously just after some free desperados.
Well, maybe they could help a struggling podcast out.
They could do. We love desperados here.
Delicious.
You've actually brought with you. You couldn't find Schlur.
No.
But as a gift, you brought a kind of a knockoff. So thanks.
Yeah. No. I mean, a knockoff that's like the most kind of it's a press. So it's a kind of very kind of middle
Belvoir.
Class. Is it Belvoir?
Belvoir.
It's elderflower and rose, because that's exactly what you want to drink. But I couldn't find Schlur, and I love Schlur.
But you also brought a bottle of Bubs.
Bubbly. I did.
That's how the wares roll.
Well, you know. Well, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to compete with how you managed to host at our house and make us so drunk.
I know.
Our podcast.
So we've been on Table Manners, and we had... Yeah. Potentially the booziest night in a long time.
You don't drink, do you?
I don't drink. Like, well, look at me. It's like early afternoon.
She's crying as she looks at her Veuve Clicquot, but really just longs for her little cup of tea.
Next to each other, though. That's life balance, isn't it? We got pretty merry. You basically had to kick us out.
You did, yeah.
I think I did. Yeah. But I kind of do that with all my best friends, so don't worry.
Your mum just left.
Yeah, Lenny just left. She just, 1 minute she was there, the next...
She's like, sorry, darlings, I'm going home. We were like, okay.
What's that called? A French exit?
Yeah.
Yeah, she did a French exit.
And Alice Levine exit.
That's
what we
my
call
preferred
it.
Method.
Yeah, you can't do it when it's in your own house, though, can you?
Which is why I never host. No. I'll just go to bed, though, happily. In fact, when I think it was when George Ezra was on the show, you guys just stayed up. And I think I was like...
I think you did go to bed.
I was like, you know what to do, let yourselves out. But this chapter that we've just heard, this was a turning point for you and Belinda.
Yeah. I feel like, you know, you get so annoyed at Belinda. And look, I just felt like she was joyous and she had a revelation from the, what's it, the Nectar of the Norse Gods?
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, who speaks like that? I guess, like, what's a matey Michael Sheen would say, that was quite Shakespearean.
Yeah, well, that's true. I mean, he's obviously, Dad's tapping into some sort of kind of higher power of literature.
I would say the books after Michael might be different to the books before Michael. You might see a shift in who he's writing for.
If we have Bog pre-Michael, God knows what we're going to have post.
I'm seeing, now go with me here for a second, I'm seeing some similarities.
Yeah.
Between you and Belinda. Wait, 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 wait.
Whoa.
Dark hair, body's a knockout, loves to date Sams.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Okay, there I've never felt so connected to Belinda as this episode, so I'm really happy that I'm here to talk about it. Firstly, you had me at Turkey Sandwich. and I loved what she said at the end. I mean, fine, she was orgasming, and I have never said this whilst orgasming, but I love food. I love my friends. I love family. I love Chardonnay. And she was shagging a Sam. So I just felt so connected to Belinda.
We should say your husband's called Sam.
My husband is called Sam. I don't really shag him, so I think I really thank Rocky Flintstone for just making me think about
you
shagging a Sam for a moment.
What it's like, yeah.
Yeah, but no, I do love Chardonnay. And I'm guilty. I love it. And I love food. And I just love that she was so up for eating the turkey sandwich and it stopped kind of. Well, actually, she kind of orgasmed whilst having a bit of more of a slab. Did she even get to the slab of meat or did just looking at the turkey
the juicy
turn her on?
Breath.
I don't think it ever got made into a sandwich. I think she just kept eating slices of sandwich.
I mean, that suits me. Atkins, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's very lean. It's a very lean meat.
Yeah.
I've never done that, the food sex thing.
No, I keep them quite separate, I think.
Keep them quite separate. In separate houses, please.
I mean, there was like in Anne Summers, you know, when you were like a teenager and you thought it was really naughty to go into Anne Summers, even though you were I was not having sex. Be going to Anne Summers and there'd be like the chocolate spread. I swear my mates used to buy it through each other for Christmas. Oh,
yeah.
Jesus. Weird. Like those little pezzes or those disgusting penny sweets. If I'm going to eat a fucking G-string, I want it to be those cherry Haribos. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I want it to be like
Coca-Cola bottles.
Some like delicious Parma ham or smoked salmon or something.
Oh, Jesus.
A Parma ham song. She's always way more savoury.
I'm just joking. But I'm just joking.
No, no one. Okay. Goodbye.
Little string of olives. All right, Alice.
Oh, yeah, now you're talking.
Now you're cooking.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Anchovy stuffed.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
apparently, a turkey slap is a thing. Some people have tweeted us this week.
Oh, we didn't know that, did we? Oh,
a turkey slap is slang.
I feel like Jesse knows.
Do you know what it... Okay, guess what it is.
Is it like you just slap somebody around the face with a turkey? Turkey bit.
Nearly.
Nearly.
Or on your bottom.
You slap someone around the face with your dick.
Oh! Oh my god. Rude.
I wanted that reaction on video.
I also enjoy James going with your dick to Jesse Ware.
Let's get your dick out.
With Jesse's massive schlong.
Isn't that just called a willy slap?
A willy slap?
Then the words just call that a willy slap.
Maybe it is in your house, love.
I've been saying it wrong for years.
I was just saying, Sam, don't do a willy slap.
I'm sorry, why is it not called a sausage slap?
Yeah,
why turkey?
Yeah, good point. I don't know, but yeah, we got loads of tweets saying
turkey slap. I guess so, it's kosher for all, surely.
Sorry, I just Googled turkey slap. The act of lovingly slapping your partner in the face with an erect or semi-erect penis.
How is that lovingly to... Oh, it's like, hey, catch this.
I love you.
Oh, wow. So that was erect then. I think people would prefer a semi-erect, because surely it hurts if it's erect.
You either get like a broken jaw or with an erect, or you may get like that almost whipping effect with a semi-erect, and then that could actually have more of a sting.
Or like a kind of bounce
back. Yeah. Like a ksh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about like just flaccid?
You didn't talk about this shit with my machine.
You bring out the worst in us.
Oh my god.
There was something else that we kind of discovered when we were around for dinner.
Yeah.
You were there at the birth of Dad's inspiration, 50 Shades of Grey.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Mm.
Yes.
You know E.L. James.
I do.
Know her.
Worked opposite her, read the first pages of her erotica.
So before it was even a thing.
Okay, yeah. So here is the story. I was working at a place called Love Productions, which is a TV company, and I was being basically the creative director's bitch. And And all I wanted to be was a researcher. And and anyway, so Erica, oh no, does everyone know her name is Erica?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, fine. It's like
we
Rocky.
Do now. Yeah, I don't think she's like Rocky. You know?
So EL sat opposite me, and she was always lovely. And I think actually I was quite lazy there because I just didn't want to be there. But it got on well with her, and she came back from Christmas clutching an eat soup, and like a small eat soup, and they do not fill you up.
No, famously.
And she just kind of was, she just was like a different person. She was like, I'm just compelled to write. She'd kind of got completely transfixed with Twilight. She was a Twihard. And she was in love with the relationship between, I think, Edward and Bella. And then kind of kept on going. She said, I've started writing my own stuff. And it's sexy. And I said, God, Eric, L-E-L. And she said, do you want to read some? I was like, yeah, I do. There was definitely a tie involved.
Oh, wow.
And it was bloody racy.
So
and
this is like first draft. This is like not even...
So it wasn't... So now, because we met up years later, I'd loved it. Like the story was like, we met up in Chateau Marmont in LA. And
oh,
I just
both changed.
No, mate, we both changed. And we cheersed with whispering angels in our hands. I finished my tour and she was there. I think they were filming the film. And we met up, we had a drink, and we just said, this is so funny that we both do these completely different jobs.
Yeah,
and I was like, well done. Like, I remember reading stuff. And I said, was that 50 Shades? And she said, no.
Oh,
it wasn't.
Oh,
it's but I know, but I think it's going to come out if it hasn't already come out. I think she's like, she's going to work on it. So that's what's going on.
Oh, wow.
When you read it, did you think this could be a thing? Or did you think this is my colleague?
To be honest, I felt very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
My colleague wrote a porno. Yeah.
And actually, I met her husband when we were in LA. We bumped into each other. And just like they were having like the time of their life together because she'd written erotica.
Yeah, and it kind of
a lovely time.
Because when Dad comes on tour with us sometimes, it's so
he comes on tour.
Sometimes, yeah, Mum and Dad come and kind of tag along for a bit, and it's so exciting for all of us, but for them it's just amazing because something that he wrote in the garden shed, they're suddenly kind of backstage, and because it's not a world that they're from at all,
it's even so glamorous.
And it is kind of glamorous,
and for him to be able to see those people. Like, yeah. You can't see your 100 million downloads. How many are you on now?
130.
Oh, my God, you're so big. I think we just got
stop
to, like...
doing sexy talk, Jesse. Look at all your downloads. Look at them.
But he can't see those people. And then to come to a theatre or the Opera House. Did he come to the Opera House?
He didn't come to the Sydney Opera House. He came to the Royal Albert Hall. He came to a bit of the Europe leg with us.
Mm-hmm. I haven't even sold out bloody Royal Albert Hall yet. And Rocky, you know, this is amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty, yeah.
But I still want to know, and I think I asked this on my podcast when you were on, Jamie, but like, I want to know where your dad is getting these things from.
I don't.
But because, no, but like these thoughts, and is it because he's practicing them on your mother?
No. Well, I think.
And where does he Google search, like, what's in right now?
What's in?
I don't know. Is there,
summer 19? Cunnilingus is back, baby.
Is smoking drugs up someone's vagina in right now?
Oh my God,
I don't know.
That was really interesting. Yeah. And then he tried to do it up the bum, which I just think is
seriously.
Yeah. Do you know what? I really don't know where he gets his inspiration from. I do try and avoid having those conversations with him just because it's really uncomfortable, especially now it's gone so deep into this world.
And now we're so far in, you realise there's been research done, he's done throwbacks where he's really thought about what's going to happen later. I don't know.
I don't think of these things. I don't think about blowing cigar smoke up a fanny. I just don't.
Why don't you?
There's a lot of information in each, like, chapter.
More than you think as well.
Yeah.
Like, we miss so much shit as well.
It was like when she had a garlic fanny and you were like, oh, yeah, because she had garlic spread on her steak. And I was like, oh, I forgot. Did she have a garlic fanny or was it... Was it garlic breath? Maybe it was garlic breath.
Oh, it was garlic breath that mixed with the smoke, was it?
It wormed its way down to Fanny, definitely, yeah.
Yeah, but like, I need to stop talking about fannies, don't I? But like, I just kind of, I forgot. And then you were like, oh, you know, no, she had steak and garlic. Like, you remember?
It's a logical thing, guys. I mean, come on.
We should say this episode is sponsored by Fannies, so thank you for providing all your production support. Thank you, Fannies, the world over.
Hello, Fanny.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I mean, you guys surely have quite a lot to bond over. I mean, we talked about it a little bit when we came for dinner, but like family business, you know, working in the family business.
Oh yeah, now you're working with your mum.
Full of regret.
Yeah.
My mum, I don't know, I feel like she is Jekyll and Hyde. One day she's Kris Jenner. And it's like, darling, why are we not getting more downloads? Why are we not hitting, like, my dad wrote a book on 100 million downloads? And then I'm like, I don't know, Mom, God, I'm so sorry. And then she's like, we need better sponsorship. God damn it. I'm like, okay, I'll do my best.
I love Lenny the Momager.
The brand, right?
Yeah.
And then one day she'll be like, I can't do this anymore. I know the yesterday the cleaner dropped the quiche dish and now the black brie tart for Nigella is fucked. This is when I need assistance, darling. That was a text I got from her.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we had Nigella last night.
I was going to say, Soz name dropped Nigella.
Hold on, when's this coming out though?
Thursday. Okay. So we can't play.
Oh, hold on, I'll just do it again.
Yeah, do it again.
Darling, the blackberry tart, it's going, oh, fuck, I can't do it. Just fucking say it. I can't.
Brilliant,
it.
We got it. We got
okay,
what we
brilliant,
need.
Brilliant. Maybe when somebody will when listen to our podcast. Nigella, I think, is going to start the series 11th of October. So it's a teaser, shall we say. You've just teased it to everyone.
Do you know what's interesting? We've sometimes talked about Nigella as playing Belinda.
Well, oh, okay.
Go on.
I think, I feel like you are disrespecting Nigella, basically. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think that, you know, we should aim a little bit higher for Nigella's cameo in the...
Yeah, fair dues.
Okay, fine. But, you know, does she like turkey? Because Belinda loves turkey.
Who, Nigella?
Yeah.
I didn't ask her that. But I saw her sucking on a lamb chop and I loved it.
Slurped it right up.
Going back to your mum, she likes to be a bit of an enigma, doesn't she, like Rocky?
I mean, she says she does, but then wanted her hair bigger in a photo shoot today. So I feel like
she's such a wallflower.
And then she wanted us to wear matching red lips. And I was like, that's just not going to happen. She was like, why not? I think she thinks we're an ABBA or something.
You're a sister band.
My mum said the other day, darling, I do this for you so you can get a good presenting job when the music goes wrong. Thanks,
Lenny.
Thanks so much.
Love these pep talks, Mum.
Also, the music's better than ever. So that's
Thank you. I mean, no, it's like, I don't know. I feel like my head is all in podcast mode.
I was going to say, because, yeah, like I am.
It's a really like full-time job, don't you think?
More work than we ever thought it would be, for sure. I mean
definitely for you boys.
I mean, Alice just recorded.
Alice got here about 4 minutes before.
That's not true. It was 5. And I misread the WhatsApp group.
And she'll probably leave before we finish.
I'll probably leave before you, Jessie. That's all right.
I like to say, like yesterday when I made no food for our guest, I said I'm a bit like the Rick Rubin of this.
Right.
I exec it.
Yeah.
And my mum says, go fuck yourself. No, I mean, she's ridiculously competitive, but then like the most reluctant person. She drives me mad.
It's great though. I think it's so fun that you get to do it together. And like for me, I've learned so much about my dad, and we've got so much closer from doing it, even though it's difficult sometimes.
But doesn't he get really annoyed, particularly with you two? Because I feel like you are forgiving of him. But I feel like you two, like you roll your eyes.
These two are
idiots. You say, for God's sake, I'm sick of it. I mean, Alice actually was quite generous and said, I enjoyed that one last week. That was quite shocking. shocking. But
I was tired.
Do you ever feel embarrassed to like see him and feel a bit apologetic?
Early days when we'd first started doing it, I did feel the need to give him a hug and be like, it's all in jest.
Good spirit.
And he was like, don't you worry about it. But yeah, I do sometimes worry when we've gone in.
Yeah, he's got such a good sense of humour now. I feel like it's a challenge to try and like rib him as much as possible.
Yeah, he's kind of like, bring it, come on. See if you can kind of hurt me. I have no words to describe that.
That guy, Rocky.
He is just amazing. And he doesn't kind of get the credit he deserves from us maybe all the time.
So we'd like to say, Rocky, we love you. I felt like it was going to turn into a tribute.
Maybe Lenny and Rocky should meet. I mean, maybe they'd have a lot to share.
I think they'd get on like a house.
Yeah, well, he really liked our episode of Table Manners.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he loved it, of course.
Oh, okay, good for you.
Yeah, right. Yeah. He loves anything that he's mentioned in. So he was a big fan. Yeah, he also likes your music.
Oh, that's
because
I've
introduced him to your stuff.
I would be honoured if he could have one of my songs playing in one of Belinda's sessions.
Oh wow! Okay.
Even if it was like lobby music, I'm really good in hotel lobby music, and I believe she could have sex in a hotel lobby.
Why don't you soundtrack the movie that we're going to be making?
I'm down. I mean, I was in the 50 Shades soundtrack, but I got the shit bit where the mate's shagging the mate.
You were definitely the B storyline.
And I was on
there.
The radio, like on the radio, so it was like tinny and shit.
Which one was it?
It was Meet Me in the Middle.
Oh.
And it was not that sexy, to be honest. We had a bum, bum, bum. Anyway.
Wouldn't you like, surely, EL, like, have a word? Can you get me
I
like...
just, I, you know, you have to feel thankful. And actually, it's one of like my most played songs on Spotify, which just makes me laugh because it's obviously because loads of people love that soundtrack.
But you've got some really, really sexy songs.
I know, I was kind of, you know, I feel like I have got some sexy songs. Like, so I feel like Belinda would be brilliant if she has like a work trip to Central America, South America, she has Selfish Love on, and it's just I'd like that.
Or like Midnight or something.
Oh, Midnight, yeah. If she's really using those digits, somebody's using those like, digits.
Just, yeah.
You've got your fist in my face right now.
Yeah, you know, okay, I'm sure Dad will be on it.
I'm very happy to say yes to that.
Okay, great.
If you need it.
Because we do like to give everyone a role within the production, you know. Soon we'll just be casting the ADs and stuff, but you've got in there for the soundtrack.
Thank you so much. That's a really big thing. And I feel like, you know, that's really important to think about what music is playing in her mind. She shags all these different people.
Knowing Jessie Ware, she will hold us to this. We'll get an email like, guys, about the syndication deal for the soundtrack. Is it weird to think that then if lots of people have downloaded it because of 50 Shades, are lots of people shagging to that track?
I'd love to think they are.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
You big perv.
No, I mean...
I think about them every day.
I think about their positions. I think I make a lot of music to live vicariously through other people having sex because I'm not.
So people have made babies to your music.
I hope so.
The population has spiked since you've started releasing.
I did get a really nice tweet the other day that this poor man had to endure my song on my album on repeat for 9 hours for the birth of his son.
Are you serious?
No, I mean, he was very nice about it, but I couldn't listen to it once through. So, I mean, bloody 9 hours. He was like, he was soundtrack of our birth. And I thought that was really sweet.
People
have used the podcast as their birthing track.
Yeah.
Oh, because they need to promote endorphins rather than adrenaline and you need to laugh.
Is that good?
I mean,
that's
said
brilliant.
It.
Yeah, because like you don't want too much adrenaline because that makes your cervix close up. So you want to make that dilated and laughing really helps. It's like I put on Zootopia when I was in the early stages of we could laugh. I don't know why we chose that.
All the comedy movies.
It was cute, but it wasn't
laugh out loud.
A minute.
It's a lol.
This could be really interesting for you. You could be like the My Dad Wrote a Porno birthing method.
Yeah.
And like you could basically implement your own birthing method by like laughing the baby out through porn. That's quite amazing.
I mean, I think we should get it on the NHS, like now. Yeah.
The Ruffle approach.
Yeah.
Shoot it out.
Roll it out, yeah. Well, Jessie, thank you so, so much for coming on the show. We've loved it. I mean, you're literally crying.
I'm crying. I'm crying. This has been hysterical. I think I'm going to regret a lot of what I said.
Everything is legally binding. Sorry.
Please be kind in the edit. Fucking hell. Even without five bottles of Lambrusco like we did at my house, it's a laugh a bloody minute with you three.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.